The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. They said unto the olive tree, reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees. The tree said unto the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit to go be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. The vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, come thou and reign over us. The bramble said unto the trees, if in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and divide the cedars of Lebanon. 8-15 of the 9th chapter of the book of Judges. Let us pray. Our Father, as we wait in your presence this morning, we pray that thy Holy Spirit shall have full sway in this service. We shall be able to get over the truths that you want this morning. Grant that thy power may be manifested in the salvation of thy people. We pray, O God, that you'll bless every soul in this building this morning. Bless this church. Bless this pastor. And we pray that you'll bless the meeting that we're in the midst of in a mighty way. We pray that the power of God shall come upon all until they shall submit themselves to the will and the purpose and the way of God. Grant our Father thy leadership. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. I want to think with you this morning, particularly for you young people, since there's so many here. I think it's wise that we study some things beneficial for you. And so I'm dealing principally with a great truth that I want you to get this morning that should be helpful to each one of you as boys and girls. Now, we have a very interesting story here in the 9th chapter of the book of Judges. And I just want to simply relate that story to you this morning and let that be it today. The trees all got together, all the trees in the forest, and decided they needed a king to reign over them, to rule over them. And so when they got together to select a king to be their ruler over the trees, they said to the olive tree, come thou and reign over us. To the olive tree. They wanted them a king. They wanted somebody to reign over them, to rule over them. So as a result, they sought out the olive tree to be the one, picked the olive tree to be the one to reign as king over them. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness wherewith be me, by me the honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the tree? Now that was quite an honor for the olive tree to be elected president and to get to reign over all the different trees in the forest, and they were putting quite a bit of honor and offered it to the olive tree to be president. But the olive tree considered some things. Shall I leave that for which God created me and go reign over the trees and rule over the trees, or shall I stay and do that for which God created me? God had created the olive tree to bear olives. There's two things about the olive tree The olives, for example, produces an oil that was used in the light to light up the house of God. And when the oil was gotten out of those olives, then it was used to make light in the house of God. And the olive tree is saying, if I go to rain over the trees, I can't bear olives. I can't do what God created me to do. I can't do what I was put here to do. And then the olive tree began to think, if I go out to bear the king of the trees, then there'll be no olives. And then there'll be no oil for the lights in the house of God, and that'll let the house of God go dark. The house of God will wind up in darkness and will have no light. The olive tree said, I cannot afford to betray the trust of God. God trusted me to be here and to bear olives. So out of my olives, he could get oil to make light in the house of God. And if I stop bearing olives, then the house of God will go dark and God won't have any light in his house because there'll be no oil for the lamps. And then the olive considered another thing. Out of the oil was anointing that was used in anointing the people of God, in anointing people for special occasions. And the olive tree said, if I stop bearing olives, then there'll be nobody to bear to heal and to have oil for anointing and so on. And so as a result, when the olive tree considered that if I go to the king of the trees, I won't get to do what God created me to do and what God planted me in the world to do, then there'll be a lot of people that'll never be anointed because there'll be no oil to anoint them. And there'll be a lot of people that won't ever have the anointing because there's no oil. Now, at the same time, the olive was conscious of another thing, that its fruit must be crushed. And out of the crushing of the olive came the oil that produced the light for the house of God. But without the crushing of the olive, there was no oil. And it thought about the hardships of being crushed, its fruit being crushed to bring oil. But in order for there to be light in the house of God, in order for there to be oil to anoint for the glory of God, then the olives were willing to be crushed and mashed to bring the oil out. So my friends, there's the thing I want you to see this morning. We need to find why God lets you live. You're not an accident in the world. God had a purpose in you when he let you live. God had a purpose in you when he brought you in the world. And you need to find out why God created you and why God brought you and left you in this world. Because if you fail to do for what God brought you here, then you've disappointed God and you defeated God's purpose. You defeated God's plan. So you must recognize that to illustrate what I'm saying vividly. That was years ago in South Carolina. Two boys, neighbors each other. Just a wire fence between the fields. Both of their parents were cotton raisers. They raised cotton. Over on one side of the fence is a boy picking cotton. And one day God said to that boy, I want you to be a great surgeon to heal my people that are sick. And there's a boy by the name of Robert Sanders, R.L. Sanders. He got to lay down his cotton sack and went and prepared himself, and he became the greatest surgeon that the nation has ever known. Set up the Sanders Clinic, which is one of the greatest clinics in the South. Was a great Christian man. He healed literally thousands of people by removing the diseased part of their body that would have soon poisoned and killed. He never went inside of this the room to operate until first he had a prayer closet. He'd go in there and talk to God, his Father, about, now I'm going to try to help this person. And I want you to show me what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And he lost, out of the thousands and thousands, he lost less than 5% of those he operated on. And then right across the fence, there was another boy. His name was Robert. And he's picking cotton. And one day the Lord said, Robert, I want you to go preach the gospel to my people. And that is Robert G. Lee, which came and is one of the greatest preachers that ever walked in shoe leather. He got out of the cotton field and said, all right, God, if that's what you want, I won't stay picking cotton. I'll go preach the word. Here's this one, said, if that's what you want, Lord, I won't stay picking cotton. I'll go and be your surgeon. My friend, they could have gone and been something else. They could have stayed in the cotton fields and disappointed God. But God brought them in the world with the skill and the ability to be a surgeon, with the skill and the brains to be a great preacher. Now, they could have gone on and been president of some man's organization, but they yielded to what God created them for. What you need to do is to realize God brought you in the world for something. Not to waste your life, not to blow it down the drain. He's got a purpose for you boys and you girls. And you need to realize that. And find out, why did God create me? If he created me to be a banker, then I must use that talent which he gave me. If he created me to be a farmer, then I must equip myself to be that. If he created me to be a governor, then I must equip myself to be that. I must do what God brought me in this world to do. Therefore, I must prepare myself. And I must make preparation for that for which God wants me to do. Now, the olive tree could have been president of the tree. But the light would have gone out in the house of God. He could have been president of the tree. But there'd been no oil for anointing. We got a lot of people, grown people, who are missing for what God planted them here for. They'll go out and strive to be president of some club, or some fraternity, or some social popularity. And they forget for what God planted them in the church for, and planted them in his business for. My friend, the olive tree said the lights in the house of God must burn. And the anointing must go on for God's glory. And I want you to realize, my friends, if you're being president of some club or some fraternity or some social activity, will cause the lights in the house of God to go out, you better consider what you're doing. If your carelessness in spending your time in clubs and fraternities and presidents of things will hinder you from pouring the power of the oil of God's power in the service to touch and anoint people, you better be careful with it. My friends, I want you to realize we're here for a purpose. We need to find it out. And the world will try to press, make you king, make you queen of their activities. But if you're becoming king or queen of some activity, will cause the lights in God's house to grow dim. Cause the power in God's house to be lessened. You better watch what you're doing. You better not disappoint God and defeat that for which God brought you. Then, when the olive tree is considered, it said, thank you for the honor. But we don't want to be president. We want to bear olives. And keep the light in God's house going. And keep oil for anointing. Then the tree said to the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the tree? When the olive tree wouldn't, then they went to the fig tree. He said, come and reign over us. Be our president. But you know that God had planted the fig tree to bear fig. Not to be president of the tree. He planted in this world to bear fig. And the fig tree considered it and said, oh, if I be president of the tree, then the sweetness of my fruit will not be had by the people. The food that I'll supply for the people shall not be had if I go to be king over the trees. So, my friend, the fig tree was conscious that my sweetness and the fruit of my tree that's for good food shall cease to be, and all I'll be doing is being president of the tree. And yet God planted me for good fruit. God planted me for sweetness. And here I am all wrapped up in being king of the trees and defeating the purpose for which God planted me. So my friends, this morning, you need to face it. There's your life to bear good fruit. You're God's fruit bearers. And you should be bearing fruit for God, not being president of something that is no good to God. Not spending your energies and your efforts and time for something that is no value to God. But God has put you as a fruit bearer to bear good works. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians said we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God created you and saved you to do good works, to bear good fruit. And you're trying to dodge it and be president to get all of the honors of being president of something, being the leader of something. And God help you to see, my friends, this morning, if God puts you here to bear good fruit and to give out a sweet-smelling savor to the congregation of God, then you don't need to be running around being presidents of something. Your business is to send forth a sweetness that shall sweeten the lives of people instead of making their lives mean and ugly and hateful and irritable. You should be sending forth a sweetness to sweeten up the lives of those that know you. That's what God saved you for. That's what God created you for, was to bear good fruit. And then at the same time, the fig tree said, if I don't bear fruit, a lot of folks will go hungry. If you don't serve God and live for God, a lot of people will go hungry, the bread of life and the water of life, and die and go to hell. While you're out being president of something, while you're out showing off your authority, getting your crowns of this world, a lot of people are going to starve for God. They're not going to know about God. And then the thing also had healing in it. The old prophet, you remember, when he was about to die, they put figs on him, and it healed him. It had healing for the throat condition. And as a result, the fig tree thought, now, the prophet of God might not be healed if I don't bear figs that they might be used in the healing. So, you need to realize that if you don't give yourselves to that for which God created you, then somebody might not be healed. Where you as a doctor, as a surgeon, could be a great healer of aching, sick humanity. If you fail to do what God brought you in there to be nursing, and you fail to nurse and honor God with nursing, then some sick body may die because of the lack of the touch of your helping, healing hand. There we stop to recognize that he said, if I give my time over to be king, there'll be no food. God may want some to farm, to produce food. If you give your time wasted away with being king of some nightclub or some cesspool of sin or some worldly crowd, somebody may starve because you didn't do what God put you in the world to do. As we face those things then, are you looking for kingship? Are you looking to do what God created you and planted you in this world to do? He planted fig trees to bear figs, not to reign and to rule. He planted olive trees to bear olives, not to be king, but to bear olives. And then look again. The fig tree said, I won't bear. I won't go and be king. I'm going to bear figs. That's what God planted me here for. Then said the trees unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go and be promoted over the trees? They said to the vine, come and reign thou, reign thou over us. The vine said, should I cease making wine, which cheers the heart of God and of man, to slip out and reign over the trees? If I quit making wine, then the heart of God will be saddened. The heart of man will be saddened. But if I stay making wine, it'll cheer the heart of God and the heart of man. What is it? Jesus took the cup and after having blessed it, the fruit of the vine, said, as oft as you drink this, you do show forth the coming of the Lord till he comes. As oft as you drink of this cup, you show forth the death of the Lord till he comes. The vine produces the juice that memorializes the coming of the Lord till he comes. Till he comes, and it tears God's heart to be, for you to be saying, till he comes. It tears up God to know that you believe that his son's coming again. And then when you drink of it, you say, till he comes, it tears your heart to, with the great anticipation of the coming of Jesus again. And he's coming. The fruit of the vine is the thing that God left here to remind us of it. And the vine said, if I quit making the wine and go to the rain over the trees, then that great ordinance will suffer a blow. There'll be no wine to declare the coming of Christ. My friends, if we go out to be king and queens of the societies of this world, and we quit partaking of the fruit of the vine, then we're saying, I don't believe Jesus is coming. I'm going to busy myself with the things of the world, the place of the world. I'm going to get in the limelight and the bright lights of the world. I don't believe Jesus is coming. It saddens the heart of God, and it saddens your heart. And the vine said, no. A lot of honor with that. But I'll just bear the fruit, share the heart of God and share the heart of man, and let the kingship go. They're temporary anyway. So the olive tree said, no, I won't be king. I'll bear olive for which I've planted. The fig tree said, no, I'll not be king. Our bad things for which was planted. No, I'll not be king of the trees. I'll produce wine for which I was planted. And then the trees got together and said, all the trees unto the bramble, come down and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, if in truth ye anoint me king over ye, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let far come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. What is a bramble? It's an old green bar. You've seen them. The bar, good big old green bar. It wraps around trees. You've seen it wrapped so tight and cut trees down, cut limbs off. It's got a lot of thorns. And when the trees got together and said to the bramble bark, come and reign over us. Bramble bark said, I'll be glad to do it. Because there wasn't nothing to it, no way. All this barren is choking, thorny, sticky. He don't bear no fruit. He could afford to go and be king of the trees and said, if you don't come down under my shadow, I'll burn you out. Bramble said, yes, I'll be your president, and if you don't come under my shadow, I'll burn you up. So, my friend, if you're not going to bear any fruit for God, if you're not going to do what God planted you in this world to do, you're going to be no good to God. If you're not going to find what God brought you in the world for and do it, you're not going to be willing to suffer and be persecuted and cursed so out of you will come to all for the light of the house of God. You're not going to help give out the sweetness and the food of God. And if you're not going to help to tear the heart of God in man, then you might as well to be king of the trees. You might as well to give yourself over to be king of the trees. But remember one thing. You won't do anything but burn those who you rule over. You'll burn them with the pits of hell and with the wrath of God and the vengeance of God. You'll destroy their souls. You'll destroy their happiness. You'll destroy their lives. You'll destroy their society. And that's what the old briar said. I've got nothing to lose. Come on! I'll be king. When I am, you come under my rule. And if you don't, I'll burn you. Those who leave God out, if you don't find what God wants with your life, why God created you, and then train yourself and grow yourself and live yourself into the will and the purpose of God, you're not going to bear anything. You might as well go ahead and be king or queen of the devil's world. And in doing it, you'll burn and destroy and damn and wreck souls and homes and lives. But the olive tree said, I've come to put light in God's house. I've come to anoint those who anoint him. The fig tree said, I've come into the world to give sweetness and good food to those who need it. And the vine said, I've come to cheer the heart of God and man. And I would never think of going to reign over the trees. At the cost of what it cost if I left the will of God. For which God put me here. But there's the old briar. Has no fruit. Has nothing to do except to put thorns and to choke and devour that which it comes in contact with. And now, boys and girls, men and women, if that's all you've got in life to do, is to choke and devour and wreck and blight and damn human beings around you, then you might as well go ahead and burn. But surely God didn't put you here for that. Find out why God brought me in the world and why he lets me live and give me my brains and my body. And then do it. Don't run off to be king and queen of a world. Oh, they'll crown you king. They'll crown you in a world, but you'll be lost in it. The prodigal son said, give me the portion of goods that belong to me. He went out and night after night he danced and drank and frolicked with the worldly crowd. And soon he'd spent all he had. They crowned him king of their crowd because he had money, because he danced with them, because he drank with them. They took him in their homes at their parties, and they had a big time with him. But when he'd spent all, they didn't want him. He wound up in the hog pen sleeping and eating with the hogs. Take the young man of Gadara. society entertained him and made him their king, and he became outstanding, influential in the society, but it wrecked him. And finally wound up out in the graveyard, demon-possessed, couldn't keep his clothes on. Then society was afraid of him. Society made him what he was and then became afraid of him and drove him out to the graveyard. The law couldn't tame him. Society couldn't put up with him, and the law couldn't handle him. He went wild and went to the graveyard and hugged up corpses and skeletons and squeaked and tore his clothes off and cut himself with thorns and terrible things until Jesus come along. Yes, you can leave what God created you boys and girls for. Go off and spend your life and your talents in a riotous, wild life. But listen, boys, listen, girls. It's coming a day when all that'll be blown under. Gone down the drain. And you'll wind up in the hog pen of sin with no friends and no nothing. Don't take that which God has given you and blow it down the drain of sin. It'll leave you. You can't be men and be like that. You can't be real ladies and be like that. The olive tree said, I'd rather be what God made me to be. Fig tree said, I'd rather be. The vine said, I'd rather be. But the bramble said, I'll be king of the trees. And I'll be a burner of those that don't come under my shadow. Listen, young men and young women. If you'll be what God broke you in the world to be, if you don't know, you ought to begin to ask God now, God, why did you let me live? What do you want me to do? I want to be what you planted me to be. But you ignore God and ignore the church and Christ. You head out to the world. It'll feed you and thrill you, but it'll kill you while it's doing it. You'll spend your energy. You'll spend your influence. You'll spend your character. You'll spend your virtues. When it's all wasted and you're wrecked and ruined, you'll wake up in the hog pen with the hogs and nowhere to go. Yeah, the world will crown you king and queen, but when they get through, they're leaving the pig pen. You better find why God put you here. And when the world says, come and be our king and queen, say, no, no. I've got a job. God made me to do it.